And now let's turn to a police shooting that's drawing national attention. Of all the cases in the news lately, it's the only one involving an officer who is Asian American. New York police officer Peter Liang is the son of Chinese immigrants. He was indicted for shooting and killing an unarmed black man in a stairwell in Brooklyn last year. Liang appeared at a pretrial hearing today in a case that's divided many in New York's Asian American community. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
The issue of race came up minutes after Kenneth Thompson, Brooklyn's district attorney, announced Officer Peter Liang's indictment. A reporter referred to claims that Liang's race played a role in why he was charged. Thompson called them baseless.
It did not matter to us the race or the ethnicity of the officers. An innocent man was killed and lost his life, and we had an obligation to do a thorough and fair investigation, and that's what we did.
Officer Liang and his partner, both rookies, were patrolling a dark stairwell inside a Brooklyn housing project. The NYPD says Liang's gun went off by accident. Thompson said the bullet ricocheted off a wall and into the chest of 28-year-old Akai Gurley.
We don't believe that Officer Liang intended to kill Mr. Gurley, but he had his finger on the trigger and he fired the gun.
Thompson said Liang and his partner waited at least 4 minutes before reporting the gunshot. Liang was later charged with second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. And now some of New York's Asian Americans are concerned about how he will be prosecuted in court. Last month, hundreds of protesters walked across the Brooklyn Bridge calling for a fair trial. Tom Lai of Queens pointed to Officer Liang's lack of experience at 27 and with less than 18 months on the job.
He's a rookie. I'm not defending him because I don't know what police procedures are. But, I mean, if you're a rookie, how would you react?
Lai sees a connection between Liang's indictment and the lack of one after the police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
They're looking for a scapegoat, and they say, this Asian guy, this community don't vote, they don't have enough elected official, they don't know what to say, let's get them.
And Queens resident Jin Chang agreed.
Mr. Peter Liang won't be charged if he's a white policeman. It's demonstrating the other incident, like one in Ferguson.
Chang said the NYPD disciplining or even firing Liang would be understandable, but indicting him on criminal charges, he said, is purely racist and politically motivated.
In America, people say, well, white people is a first class, black people is a second class. What I see Chinese is no class or the last class. So we have to change that.
Akai Gurley!
No accident!
Akai Gurley!
No accident!
In March, another group of mostly Asian Americans protested NYPD's policing of communities of color. They stood outside police headquarters with the Kai Gurley's aunt, Hortensia Peterson.
Peter Liang is one individual within a larger, corrupted criminal injustice system that doesn't value black nor brown lives.
Kathy Dang, who advocates for Asian Americans, said Liang's case is polarizing Asian Americans in New York.
Some in the Chinese community have called for the charges to be dropped because white officers have not been indicted. Those are misguided demands and utterly hurtful to the Gurley family.
Dang says some Asian American protesters are losing sight of a larger problem, police accountability. That, she says, affects all communities of color.
With Akai Gurley, when I'm with the family, I feel so sorry and I feel so bad that they have to see this. To see people demanding charges to be dropped around Officer Liang when they will never see their loved one ever again.
Members of Dang's group are meeting again with the Gurley family today. They're rallying outside a Brooklyn courthouse. The start date for Peter Liang's trial has yet to be announced. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.